What's up, everybody? Leaking the 006 4Ds in NYC, a 137 pickup game. A bunch of DJs came through, a meeting with Terrell Owens. I went to the Goodwill to do some shopping. So just a really fun weekly V. I hope you go check it out on YouTube.com/GaryBEE. YouTube.com/GaryBEE. Weekly V 006 podcast. People, go check it.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What up, podcast? For today's episode, Gary sits down on the Roman Gabriel Show in Miami during Super Bowl weekend. They talk about TikTok, Super Bowl ads, and taking advantage of underpriced attention. So make sure to hit them up or leave a review to let us know what you thought, and I hope you enjoy.
We've got a very special guest coming in. Gary V is with us, and this guy is a social networking guru. He's got a great message, a Mr. Peanut message. Hummus, we got everything going on with you, Gary. How are you?
I'm extremely well, Roman. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
Oh, it's awesome to have you in. So, first of all, how did you get into the social networking thing? I mean, in terms of this, you know, because what I'm told is you're pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, I've got a couple skills in it. I launched one of the first three e-commerce wine businesses in 1996.
Wow.
For my family's liquor store business, and blew that up to a very large business. And I did that with email and search and a lot of different behaviors, which led me to realizing when Friendster and MySpace came out back in 2004, that there was something to these websites.
Yeah.
Which then led me to being one of the early users of Twitter.
Wow.
Starting one of the first YouTube shows ever.
And this was in 84?
This was in, that was in 2004.
Oh,
when
2004.
Yeah, 2004. And then the wine show started on YouTube in 2006. And then I became a heavy user of Twitter in 2007. I invested in Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, so that was good.
Wow, that was a great decision.
And then I started a social media agency in 2009 with my brother called VaynerMedia. And then I wrote 5 New York Times best-selling books on the subject. So that kind of was the establishment of what made me a little bit of a pontificator, opinionator.
Wow.
In social media stuff.
And how does this connect Super Bowl-wise? Obviously, this is the biggest event of the, you know, in the world when it comes to marketing for
one day,
and the biggest sporting event in America. So how did those things come together?
So my social media agency started getting people's business, you know, Campbell's and Pepsi and all these different brands. And in Madison Avenue, Mad Men world, that was the lowest man on the totem pole.
Yeah.
And over the last decade, as social media became more important, it became more obvious to people that what we were doing was actually the important part. I have continuously screamed and yelled and pontificated that the Super Bowl is the most underpriced ad. I would tell people that Twitter and Facebook and YouTube were underpriced media, and that regular commercials and print and things of that nature were overpriced. But then I would always layer a curveball, which is, I think even at $5.2 million, a Super Bowl spot is underpriced, because to your point, and I listened very carefully, you're a sharp dude, it's the biggest marketing event in the world. As you know, the World Cup and other things may be the biggest sporting event in the world, Super Bowl the biggest American event. So to your point, there is no single thing in the world, forget about America, that is a bigger opportunity for a business to drive their business in a single moment. And that's why the Super Bowl spot is the most iconic. And this year, my agency, which comes from very humble beginnings of social media, has really been put on the map on Madison Avenue, because we have 3 Super Bowl spots. We also did the Mr. Peanut, you know, Death of Mr. Peanut campaign, that I don't know if you saw that between all the news and what have you. So we killed the most iconic, one of the most iconic mascots in marketing history after 104 years, which is setting up the Super Bowl spot. We've got
we're gonna find out what's coming from Mr.
There's a big spot. It looks like it's gonna be locked in for right before halftime in the second quarter. So we're excited about that. And yeah, I mean, it's a big deal for us. And more importantly, we're really proud of how we're pushing the 3 spots for Hard Rock Hotel, you know, Sabra Hummus and Mr. Peanut Planters this Super Bowl. And we hope that it leaves a mark and leads to other brands the following year to create
so
a vendor.
Really cutting edge in terms of creating something new. Super Bowl ads continue to be ratcheted up. And you know, I was going to ask you.
I'll give you an example, and I'm sorry to interrupt. We just passed Boomer Esiason.
Right.
We cast Boomer in the Sabra Hummus spot, and we also cast a TikTok celebrity. You know what's going on TikTok? You know what that is?
No, go ahead.
TikTok is this new app that all the 14 to 22-year-olds are in love with. 8-year-olds, 22-year-olds are in love with. So the biggest star on there, Charlie, We cast her in the Super Bowl spot. I don't know if you've heard the really iconic meme saying right now, okay boomer, right, which is what young kids say to people when they older people act old. And so now we put Boomer and Charlie, and to your point, you not knowing TikTok or Charlie, every 20 and under that's gonna see him be like, oh my God, you're gonna be like, oh, there's Boomer. All the kids are gonna be like, who's that guy? You're gonna be Boomer. You're gonna say, who's that young woman? They're gonna say Charlie. And in those moments, because we know that the Super Bowl is the one thing that everybody watches together. Edmonton, what is up? March 26th, finally, I am coming through to Edmonton. It hasn't been this crunk since Gretzky was on the ice. Edmonton, Canada, March 26th, me giving the keynote, Q&A with you, the State of the Union of Entrepreneurship, Marketing, and Business. Information below, I hope to see you there. You know, when you look at it, this is the one place where all generations mix.
Right.
And we know in that
and,
little...
And a large women audience.
Oh, humongous.
Humongous.
As bigger than
almost
men, actually.
50%,
yeah. Almost over in some counts. Yeah, I mean, you know how these are studies are hard to completely figure out, but punchline being, we're thinking out there and we're trying to create moments.
So, when I think about who watches this game, like you said, it's a real large women audience.
Yes.
You know, obviously, men are hardcore to the game, but the ads are what a lot of, my wife's all about the ads. So, halftime is probably more important to a large pseudo sports audience that watches this one event, doesn't watch the NFL the rest of the year.
That's right.
Parties.
That's right.
So, everybody stops and it's halftime.
That's right. The halftime show is all time. And you know, actually, we star J-Lo in our Hard Rock Hotel spot.
Okay.
And you know, we're talking about one of the biggest stars in the world. And,
yeah.
And having that relationship to the halftime show. And so, yeah, I mean, the halftime show is...
Well, let me get Gary Vee, and we're talking to him, social networking guru, Super Bowl social networking guru, right here on the Roman Gabriel Show, RomanGabrielShow.com. So, from a political standpoint,
yes,
Donald Trump's doing a huge ad.
Mike Bloomberg is as well.
Mike Bloomberg as well. So how does this work from your mindset for politics?
I think it's a smart move by both candidates. You know, if you're fortunate enough to be able to afford
have the money,
$6 million,
which both of them do,
that's
both,
right. Then I think, I mean, if I was running for president, I'd have four spots if they let me.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you get mass awareness, obviously, and you know this.
You're associating your name with something that isn't political that people enjoy.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you know this, and I know this, and everybody who's listening knows this. Right now, America is a little bit on tilt with politics.
Sure.
It's been a long time since we've been this divided.
Right.
So no matter how much you try to, you know, disassociate or do it with something fun, people are going to get political. Twitter will light up both ways.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at. But I think from a candidate standpoint, I think it's a very smart move by both.
Okay, final question. Where do you see the Super Bowl going in terms of social networking and marketing?
I think it continues to go to the moon. There is no collective. Television and OTT, Netflix, and podcasting like your show. Like we live in a fragmented world. You know, you walk into a home of six people live there, and all six of them are watching their own screen. The days of what you and I grew up with, what's sitting down and everybody watches MASH or All in the Family, or it's over. It doesn't exist.
Right.
The Super Bowl is that one thing.
My kids are streaming off of their
of
phone
course.
And iPad for
in their room,
cafeteria,
in the base, that's right.
To the TV,
that's right.
For their kids.
That's it.
And they don't have DirecTV or
that's right.
Or
they don't even know what CBS and Fox is.
Exactly.
So, Roman, I think this is still the one place where everybody gets together. Parties even, you know, most people are not gonna just watch with two or four, it's gonna be eight and 12.
It's gonna be 8-12 hour deal. Yeah.
And so I think that you're gonna see this game continue to bring value. I'm gonna say it again, with the decline of most television, this is a Super Bowl that sold out its spots in November for the first time in 10 years. So I think marketers are starting to understand the Super Bowl is a deal.
Right.
And I think from a marketing standpoint and social, I mean look, the amount of conversation on Twitter during the game is going to be remarkable. So I think it's going to continue to grow until there's an innovation that changes it.
About 30 seconds,
yes.
Just a real quick one. The Y generation.
Yes.
Z generation.
Yes.
The teenage generation.
Yes.
Where do you think that's going if you could put your guru hat on here in about 10 years?
Yeah, I think they, listen, they're all pot committed to the phone as well. Like TikTok is one of the fastest, most intense growing social networks ever.
Okay.
And that's built by them.
So
and
if
that's
you want
for
a younger
them.
Audience, TikTok's probably,
you should, I'll give you an example. I have multi-million fans on TikTok.
Wow.
You should cut 3 to 4 of these clips of your favorite parts.
Yeah.
And you should establish your TikTok audience and your TikTok account ASAP.
Wow, you know what, I'm all over it.
I love it.
Gary, this is unbelievable.
So I appreciate it.
Giving me free advice, I mean, but
LinkedIn too, Roman, you would crush on
I'm
that.
I'm on LinkedIn, I'm crushing
it. I need 3 to 4 pieces of organic content on LinkedIn
today.
A day.
I got you.
You got it.
Gary, what a pleasure.
Real pleasure.
When we have more time, I'd love to get you back
reach out.
On.
Happy to
Gary Vee with a social networking guru, Hard Rock Cafe. He killed the peanut guy, and we're going to find out what the deal is there, right?
We are.
And so
thank
enjoy
you.
Appreciate you coming on the Roman Gabriel Show,
thank
Gary.
You. Thank you so much. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So Dean, take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's reviews, Speechless and Tremendous Value, written in by Awesome 1234567 89 and J. Scotty J. say, I've been listening to Gary Vee for about a month now. I've never heard of the guy until my wife introduced him to me. As an entrepreneur, this is the absolute best advice that I've gotten. No sales, no signups, just straight up value and free advice. Truly an inspiration. And secondly, it's amazing how much value Gary is willing to give away for free. His high level, inspirational content is motivating, but the podcast where he pulls back the curtain and offers real, practical advice are priceless. I just listened to a podcast he did for small business owners and learned at least 10 practical tips for how to scale blending sales and brand. Unreal. Thank you both so much for writing in, and remember, keep leaving reviews because yours could be next.